Oh, hey. You look a little lost. Are you okay? Okay, good. Good. Just checking. I've never seen you around here before. Is this your first time? It is. Oh, cool. Cool. I mean, I know it can be a little intimidating at first, coming to your first munch. Yeah, I remember my first munch. I was so nervous that I just shook like a leaf the entire time. Yeah. It really didn't help that I was meeting someone from online. Yeah, so you found this place on FetLife? Cool. Yeah, me too. Are you into any kinky stuff? Like what are you into? Oh. Interesting. I always like to ask people about their kinks because I think it's really fascinating to kind of get into that deep dive discussion on kind of what makes people tick and, why people are here. Yeah. So me. Oh, okay. So this is gonna sound a little bit weird, but basically I'm a hypnotist. Yeah, like legit, it's my job. Yeah. I know, people always are quite shocked when I tell them that I'm a hypnotist. I make erotic hypnosis content on the internet. I know it's weird. But at the same time, I have this passion for hypnosis kink. Oh, you didn't know hypnosis is a kink? Yeah, it totally is. There's a huge community online for hypnosis kink. So basically, it's people who either find hypnosis hot and erotic in itself, or for some people who have like a kink that they can't explore without the use of things like hypnosis to try and really delve deep into those kinks. Have you ever been hypnotized? Oh, you haven't? I mean, sorry. I know. Sometimes I can get a little bit forward with people, I guess. I'm trying not to be. I'm working on it. But yeah. Would you like to know more about hypnosis? You would? Okay. Well, if I ever talk too much, just let me know, okay? I'm more than happy to slow down or repeat anything for you. But basically, how I got into hypnosis was I found it when I was in high school. I know, so dumb. But I was scared of it, and I decided one summer that I would try it for myself. Yeah. And then when I tried it, I was like, oh God, is that it? Ugh. And after that, I decided that I would try it more. So I tried it again and again and again. And when I was 18, I joined the community online. And then I started coming to events like this when I was about like 24. Yeah, I'm about 27 now. Yeah. So it's been a while. I think one of my favorite things too is watching people at these events. Like, okay, so over there you see there's like that couple over there, yeah. They met here because they were both into impact play. And those people over there are the rope people. You can kind of see, like they just get so enticed talking about rope. It's like their favorite thing. Other people here are kind of like general BDSMers, where they just like everything. But again, some of us like the more niche things. I guess I'm one of those people who likes the more niche stuff. Yeah, it's one of those things that sometimes people forget that it could be a kink, or that people could be into it. So yeah, that's like me. But in terms of hypnosis kink is very fun. And here's the thing. It's really easy to do because you don't need any equipment. All you need is negotiation and consent. And then you can pretty much do whatever you want. In time with practice, you can do lots and lots of fun things. One of my favorite things is like hypnotic domination. Oh, okay. I see that look in your eyes. Yeah. I should have asked you whether or not you were a dominant or a submissive or a switch. Again, switches are valid. We love switches. Okay. Oh, interesting. See, I never would have guessed that. But that look in your eyes told me everything I need to know. I mean, I guess as a hypnotist, I love people watching. I do. I love to just sit back at these things and kind of watch how people mingle with each other. And it kind of tells me a lot of information before I've even gotten to chat to the person. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell a lot from people's responses. Like right now, and I've been talking to you, obviously, I'm watching for your responses to how I tell you about things, like hypnosis kink. Like I could say, for me, I enjoy the idea of hypnosis being my kink. Hypnosis is my thing. I love the idea of control. Mm-hmm. So basically, I like to take control from people. I'm a dominant, so yeah, that's kind of how I roll. Yeah. And it's very fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to, maybe you and I could find a quiet corner and give it a try. Would you like to? Oh, you would? Okay. Well, okay, why don't we, let's go over here and chat about it, shall we? Okay. Oh God, I don't normally do this with people. I know, I'm trying not to be awkward about it because, yeah, when I have a session with somebody, I'm normally, it's quite intimate and it's quite quiet and nice, and I'm not the kind of person who just picks up people at a bar like this. I guess I am now. Hey, first time for everything. But I mean, I think you and I seem to have this like vibe, this connection going on. So I think I want to see how we can explore this further. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Yeah. Okay. So what I was thinking is maybe you and I could do some hypnosis now, just some little light stuff. No one else needs to know about it. Okay. We can keep it our little secret over in this little corner of the bar. No one else needs to know what we're doing. In fact, I can hypnotize you with your eyes open and nobody else needs to know. How fun would that be? okay, so before we do anything, I always need to make sure I get consent from you. Is that okay? Okay, good. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do to you, and then I'm going to do it, and then we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to see how it goes. Okay? So first of all, I need to get an answer from you. And it has to be a yes if you want to do it. If it's a maybe, it's a no, okay? Just want to clarify that. So, would you let me hypnotize you today? Yes? Good. Okay, cool. Just checking. What I'm thinking of doing is, it's a little bit of, because you said you're okay being a submissive in this scene, right? Okay, so this is like a mini scene. We're not going to do like a full scene, so don't worry about it. A scene is basically like a piece of like erotic play, like kink play, whatever. But in this little scene, I thought what we could do is I could hypnotize you. Yeah. Okay. And then I'll have you hypnotized with your eyes open so you can kind of see what's going on around us and you can kind of be here in this space in this moment and we can kind of, not alarm anyone else. Does that make sense? We can do it quite subtly and secretly. Is that okay with you? Okay, cool. and then basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to like slip some little ideas inside your head. I'm going to be a little bit dominating in this, which means I'm just going to take a really seductive kind of seducing kind of tone with you. And I might give you stuff to think about like obedience and stuff. Is that okay? Yes. Okay, cool. Remember it has to be yes. If it's a maybe, it's a no. Cool. All right, so you and I are just going to do this like little obedience play and I'm just going to play around with your mind a little bit and give you some things to think about. And yeah, I also want to play with the idea of basically your mind going nice and peaceful and blank and empty, but also not wanting to let anyone else know about that. Is that okay? Okay. Oh, this is going to be fun. I can tell. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I want you to do is just here right now. I just want you just to calm yourself down and listen to me. Okay, that's all you're doing. You're just listening to me. And you can focus on other things that are going on around you. You can focus on the noises, the sounds, and the sensations of the munch, and that's okay. Because right now, all that matters is that you're here with me, that you're focused on me, that you're listening to me. That's right. And I can whisper these words into your ears, and you can just focus on them for a moment. And you can just allow everything else to dissipate around you. And it's funny sometimes when you have so many things to focus on. Focusing on the talking in the background, focusing on the munch, the sounds of the bar, the gentle sounds of the room around you, and that's okay. It's okay to focus on that for a moment. Because the second you start to focus on that, you are reminded that I'm talking. And when I talk, you just want to listen. My voice is so soft and soothing, whispering in your ears like this. My voice is just so calming and lulling as it just carries you where you need to go. And it's funny sometimes how with our eyes open, we can still be deeply, deeply entranced. And you might not even realize it. It might just feel like you're just listening to the sound of my voice. But deep down, your mind knows that I could just slip suggestions in there and you could just follow them easily and effortlessly. My voice, just a soft, subtle, seducing tone that just carries your mind exactly where you need it to go, into trance. And I always tell people, hypnosis is such an easy place to be in. We go into hypnosis every single day without realizing it. We do it every single day. We do it moments upon moments upon moments. And it's so easy to do. Like reading a good book and getting lost in the characters. Like watching a movie and realizing where the time's gone. Like driving to work and not quite being sure how you got there, but you did. That's all aspects of hypnosis. Some people call it meditation, some people call it flow state, but it's all hypnosis. And right now, with your eyes open, you can just focus and fixate on the sound of my voice and feel a gentle, sleepy sensation just running over your body. Your body feels so relaxed, but your eyes are so open, and that's okay. Your mind is so relaxed. It's becoming more and more relaxed as it listens to me. But yet, you're still looking awake and aware. One, to give the illusion of everyone around us that you are still awake and aware. But yet deep down inside, we can both hold the secret that you're being seduced by my voice, lulled into a sleepy sensation of trance. That's right. That's right. And it feels so very good, doesn't it? It feels so very, very good to just relax, to just sink like this, with your eyes open. And sometimes you start to focus on the sounds around you, and that's okay. You can focus on that stuff. You can focus on all those sounds going on around you in the room. But then you come back to me, and then back to them, and then back to me. And you know, this is what we call fractionation. When you focus on something else, and then you focus on me, drawing your attention inward on the sound of the voice ringing through your ears as you drop into trance. It's almost like that state of being awake and then asleep and then asleep and then awake. As you focus on these different things, both at once. That's right. That's right. And maybe we could give you other things to focus on. Maybe we could give you other things to think about. Like the idea of obedience. Now, a lot of people who come to this munch have a thing about control. I do. We all know I do. And I love having control of other people's minds. And right now, maybe you think about that word obedience and it just rings through your ears and your mind. Maybe you picture it in the back of your head in big capital block letters writing across your mind, obedience. It's a fun word, right? But it's a fun feeling too. And I wonder if I could take that word, condense into a feeling, and then send shockwaves of it through your body right now. That's right. Focus on that. Fixate on that. Think about where that feeling starts and where that feeling ends. Think about how that feeling moves throughout your entire body. And as you focus, as you fixate, as you think about it moving, you feel it. And it feels so very good, even though your eyes are open and you still feel kind of awake. You're very, very deeply hypnotized. You feel that wave of obedience. And it's almost a struggle. It's a struggle not to let anyone know. As you might want to whimper, or you might want to just lean into me, as you just feel so much more drawn and connected to me, to my control. Did I say my control? Oh yes, my control. The control that I can have over your mind. And it's very easy to focus on that, isn't it? Nod yes for me. And stop. Very good. Okay. Suggestibility is so easy. I can just tell you to do things and you just do them like that. It's cute. It's adorable. And I like it. Do you like it? Nod yes for me. And stop. Very good. Okay. You don't want anyone else to know what we're doing, right? Okay, so again, I want you to pretend that you're awake. Pretend, just pretend. But deep down inside, that word obedience is just written across your mind. It's like I stamped it there and it just trickles through your entire body, your entire being, and you just want to sink to it. And part of you just wants to close your eyes for a second, and maybe you can. Maybe I'll let you. Maybe your sleepy, obedient mind can just close your eyes to just focus on it even more, because you know, you and I both know, the second you close those eyes, you can focus on it so much more. And maybe I can position myself in front of you so no one else need to know. When your eyes just drop shut. Now, okay, close them. Focus more intensely on that obedient feeling. Focus more intensely on my control drifting through your body. And just consuming you, little by little by little by little. Doesn't that feel so wonderful? And this is how people get a hypnosis kink. It's true. It is. It's that simple. They feel the bliss of deep, deep obedience and control that hypnosis can bring them. You see, when you're hypnotized like this, you're just focusing so deeply inward on yourself, on my words, on nothing else around you, as you start to realize that time itself just need not exist. The room around us need not exist. All that other stuff that's going on, that's happening, may as well not be there. Because all you need right now, all you focus on right now, is just me and my voice and obedience and control that just seeps through your mind. It feels so very, very, very good, doesn't it? Nod yes and stop. Very good. And now, as you just sink even deeper and even further, you can just think about all the ways in which hypnosis can be used in a kink setting, right? That's why we're here at this munch, to discuss hypnosis kink. And I'm sure you can imagine all of the fun things that you could do with it. There are so many fun things. And there are so many more adventures that we could go on together. Fun, kinky adventures. I'm sure that would feel wonderful, wouldn't it? Yes. Okay. And now we're going to play a little game, okay? In a moment, I'm going to tell you to open your eyes. And when you open your eyes, I want you to say the words, "I feel so relaxed right now." That's right. Just those words just drifting out of your mouth. "I feel so relaxed right now." Just easily, just effortlessly, with no thought or conscious effort at all. You don't have to really do anything. All you have to do is just let them just slide out. "I feel so relaxed right now." Because you do, don't you? Yes. And as that truth sinks even deeper and deeper inside your mind, you can just focus on that. You can just focus on those feelings of feeling so relaxed right now. And that's the first thing that comes to mind the second I tell you to be wide awake. Do you understand? Nod yes, very good, and stop. Okay. So the second your eyes open, the second you find yourself awake, you just say those words, "I feel relaxed right now." Because you do. And it's just a reminder that you were hypnotized today, do you understand? Okay, and wide awake. Hey. Oh my. Well, someone was hypnotized. Hi. Okay. So, fun story. Do you know you're still hypnotized? You might be awake, right? But you're still hypnotized. I've hypnotized you now. You are mine. Mwahaha. I'm kidding. I wouldn't be that person, I promise. Remember, consent is very important when it comes to hypnosis. I'm very, 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 very focused on consent and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, thank you so much for letting me hypnotize you. Yeah. It's been really good to see you at this munch, you know, so maybe I'll see you around. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Just before you go, I wanna play a little game. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm not going to do anything we haven't already done because I'm not going to up-negotiate. So just do me a favor and close your eyes. Okay. And with your eyes closed, I just want you to focus on my voice, focus on the obedience as it just trickles through your body right now. And I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine my voice just echoing through your head. And while you focus on the echoing through your head, you can just imagine my voice as like a little droplet of my controls that just seeps into your brain and just trickles down your bloodstream, moving throughout your entire body. And with every breath you take, with every beat of your heart, it's just pumping your blood around and around your body. But of course, my voice and my control is just trickling through your bloodstream. And as it trickles through your bloodstream, you can just feel it deep down in your core. Deep down. That trickle of control that I just take over you. That just consumes you just a little bit. Just a little bit of time. And every single time you breathe, every single time your heart just beats again and again and again, you can just feel that trickle of control growing as it heads back up to your head and then drifting around your body, drifting around your body, drifting around your body. That's right. That's right. And you can just relax into that feeling of my control as it drifts through you. Your entire body, your entire mind, feeling so very wonderful, so very, very good. Oh, it's so adorable watching you be hypnotized like this. Watching you bask in my control, in obedience to me. That's right. You're doing so wonderfully well, and every single breath you take, you just feel that control drifting from your head through your body, trickling through you and looping around and around and around again and again and again. And open your eyes. That's right, open your eyes. Listen to my words as you open your eyes and just look at me. Oh, you are just so adorable like this. And every breath you take, you still feel my control. And every breath you take, you still feel that pure obedience drifting through you. As I just take all that control, all that free will that you thought you had, and just remove it. My control seeping through you so deeply that you feel so very, very comfortable, so very good, so very relaxed. Isn't that right? Yes. Nod yes for me. And stop. Good job. Oh, look at you. Such an adorable little submissive. Now, how's this for a first mantra? Okay. Now, in a moment, I just want you to close your eyes, that's right, and relax, just sink, and just allow all of my control to just dissipate. Just dissipate, just drift away like that. Yeah, just relax down into my voice. Relax down into this feeling. That's right. And it's so easy for me to hypnotize you, isn't it? Yes. And it's so very easy for me to hypnotize you like this. And maybe, just maybe, after we've chatted some more, maybe we can do this again another time. I'm sure you'd like that, wouldn't you? Yes. Okay. So I'm going to wake you up on the count of 10. So as I count from 1 to 10, you'll find yourself coming back up, up, up to the world of the waking. Do you understand? Feeling so refreshed, so energized, so relaxed, and remembering everything that we did that is very important. Mm-hmm. All right, so coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right, energy flooding your body with 4, 5, 6, that's right, 7, 8, 9 on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi. You look confused. I can see that you're still reeling from this. Did you enjoy it, though, at least? Oh, you did? Well, that makes me very happy. And hey, if you ever come to any more of these events, these munches, maybe we could chat again and maybe we could do this again. Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah, I mean, I don't normally find people at these things and chat to them like this, but I don't know, there's something about you that's just so alluring. You must have a very submissive face. Obviously, that's what it is, yeah. Yeah. All right, well, hey, maybe you and I could exchange numbers, or hey, you know, maybe you should add me on FetLife. Mm-hmm, secret subject. That's me. Here, take my phone. You can put your number into my phone, and maybe you and I could chat again. I know they have parties around here sometimes, so maybe you and I could go to that and play some more, maybe. I don't know. Ugh, is this how people flirt these days? Oh, my God. I'm terrible at it. I'm so sorry. thank you. Thank you for doing that. Oh, cute. All right, well, hey, thanks. Thanks for coming to chat to me. I know it's a bit weird when a mysterious lady like myself comes and approaches you, I guess. But hey, I think that maybe you and I should do this again sometime, and thanks for coming to this munch. I gotta go, but I will see you later, okay? All right. See ya.